825, 925 in the piece. And for Dan Gallo, the average week involves about 10 or more hours of working out. His focus, his wrists and hands. The Prince George man is one of this country's top arm wrestlers. He already has numerous national championships under his belt, and now he's embarking on a quest for the top spot in the world. This week, he's in Nevada for the World Championship of Arm Wrestling, and he'll face off against the best in the sport. And Daybreak's Andrew Criatta met with him to find out what it takes to muscle your way to the top.
Dan Gallo. I am a heavy-duty mechanic. I am getting ready to hit the weights.
As you can see, my stuff's getting a little wore out. That's what happens when you strap those weights on. Fancy little toy I made here at the shop. It's nice and thick. It's one big solid bearing. And basically the idea of this right here, it's hooked in like that. And has a constant movement right through your hands and forearms.
And so you're just lifting those weights with your wrists, right?
Oh, that's nothing. Normally we put those on.
What are those?
Those are counterweights off a Ford tractor. There's about another 150, 160 pounds right there. We strap those on the sides. Well, it comes down to hand and wrist. I mean, I do lots of one-arm chin-ups. For arm wrestling, it does come down to your hand and wrist. When I go to Worlds, I've seen guys that are 130 pounds with forearms probably about 2 inches bigger than what I got. Everybody looks like Popeye. I got involved in high school doing it, and beat everybody pretty much in high school, and then I finally got a hold of Vern Martel. 13-time world champion and about 20-time national champion. Pretty much got schooled pretty bad. At that point in time, I was over 200 pounds, and he was about 150 pounds, and I couldn't move him with two arms.
Are you equally mashing your arms at this point?
No, my left is way faster. I didn't have to unlearn anything, I just picked it up right away, and then once I started training with the weights and stuff more, that just adds to the speed, right? Arm wrestling, a guy isn't loaded up. Like, they don't allow you just to, okay, go, I'm going to outpower you. Everything's got to be straight, and you hit, it's ready to go. That's when the little guy always has the advantage to take over big guy. I mean, most matches only last a couple seconds, so, I mean, if you're quick enough, anybody can go down. Because I have seen guys, when they hit off a ready go, I've seen guys go flying. It's that fast. Your arm takes quite a bit of abuse doing this, and if you end up in a couple long matches right away, that's it.
What do you have here?
This is the National Arm Wrestling Table. Four pads on it and two sets of handles. Well, you always want to keep the arm you're pulling with that leg forward. So like I'm pulling right arm, I always want to keep the right leg forward. You always got to keep your elbow positioned down. Now, depending on what move you want to do, you can position your leg on wherever you feel comfortable at. Being a short, like I say, having a shorter forearm for me and stuff, I like to sit up more at the front of the pad so I can get up as high as I can, and then when I move, it's straight down and back. What you would want to do is attack my fingers more, which is then pushing up into the hand. All right. Instead of going sideways, it's straight back.
So, I would be wanting to bring it sort of up and towards
me? Well, you'd want to go straight back first to open my hand up, and as you're doing that, you end up kicking your wrist out.
So how quickly do you think you can beat me?
Probably pretty quick. I won't try.
Okay.
Because I don't want to hurt you. That does happen quite a few times. You've always had lots of people who really do think they're strong. They try and go and go and go, and I've warned them, don't go hard because I will hit. And once they try going hard, I hit, and then that's usually the end of it.
I'm curious, are people challenging you from time to time? Like, do you ever run into people, maybe friends of friends, who think that they might be able to take you on? And
not anymore. I used to, but most people know who I am now, so there's... I don't usually get bugged anymore, so.
Dan Gallo speaking with Daybreak's Andrew Criatta about life as a professional arm wrestler. And this week, the Prince George man is in Nevada to face off in the World Championship.